This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After clearing out thousands of migrants and refugees yesterday, this morning French authorities started dismantling the camp that many of those people had been living in for months or for years. The jungle, as it came to be known, was in the port city of Calais. Also, and conveniently, the French end of the tunnel connecting the European continent with the UK. Convenient because for a lot of the people who'd lived in that camp, France was never supposed to be their last stop. From Calais, Emma Jacobs has the story.
Trucks headed to and from the port of Calais pass under this bridge at the southern end of the jungle. It's lined with plastic mesh, topped with barbed wire to keep migrants off the highway. Some have tried to sneak aboard trucks to get to the UK. And today, from the bridge, you can see the camp being dismantled. People with backpacks and rolling suitcases leaving for good, the French say. These migrants will be sent to other parts of France. 21-year-old Marion Deloule from Paris was a volunteer giving French lessons in the camp's makeshift school. But she says many of her students really wanted to reach Britain.
I have one of the family here. They are father, mother, three small children who come to school every day. And they just are here waiting and they don't know what to do.
Some people in the camp have family in the UK.
Les adultes qui ont de la famille en France, qui ont des opportunités en France.
Others see greater opportunity in England, says Terry Kuhn, director of a large French NGO called Emmaus that works with refugees. Unemployment in the UK is much lower than in France. Many arrivals in Calais also speak some English already, so they'd face less of a language barrier there. France is offering the camp's residents temporary housing spread around the country while they petition to stay in France or until they agree to be sent back, mostly to Eritrea, Sudan, or Afghanistan. These nationalities are all having a harder time winning refugee status in Europe than Syrians. It's a plan not all French towns have welcomed. And Kuhn says he believes only about 50% of the camp's residents are readily prepared to board the buses to other parts of France. Some clashed with police the night before the evacuation began. And we've seen families, Kuhn says, who have left the jungle for other areas along the coast who will come back. The UK agreed in the last several weeks to receive hundreds of unaccompanied minors. But for the rest, there's no clear legal path to the UK. So France may say this is really the last time. The jungle will need to be dismantled. But at the same time, construction crews are building a wall right beside the camp. The UK is paying for the barrier to make it even harder for migrants to stow aboard trucks headed for the port and a chance to get to Britain. In Calais, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.